This weekend's conductor is Joanne Folletta, a woman who broke the glass ceiling of American classical orchestra conducting. A Juilliard graduate and music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic since 1999, Folletta became the first woman to lead a major American orchestra. I talked with her recently about how her interest in classical music and her road to conducting began.
Well, it was very long ago, so I can pinpoint one very, very important time, and that was when I was 7 years old, and I was at my seventh birthday party, and my father gave me a classical guitar. Very big surprise for me. But he told me later that he noticed that I loved to play with musical toys. I had a xylophone, I had a series of chimes, and I fell in love with that guitar, and I think from that day on, music was like the guiding force in my life. I just loved it. But of course, my love of classical music grew, and from the guitar into the symphony orchestra.
And how and when did you know that you wanted to be a conductor?
Well, I remember when I was 11 years old, I went to a concert at Carnegie Hall with my parents and my sister. I heard an orchestra for the first time. I mean, live in Carnegie Hall. Leopold Stokowski was conducting the American Symphony. And that was it for me. I heard Beethoven 6th. I remember the piece very clearly. And I just thought there was no better place that anybody could be except in the middle of that sound and those people. So that was it.
How did you overcome the obstacles in becoming a conductor and a music director at the time that you did?
Well, I think I was very lucky. The door was just creaking open for women in all professions, and it wasn't only music. I just persisted because I loved music. I wasn't trying to make any statement. I just loved music. I was the only woman in my class, and it was still very, very rare, but I never felt deterred.
Among your mentors was Leonard Bernstein. What was the most significant thing that you feel you learned from studying with him?
Well, he would come to Juilliard occasionally and teach us because he lived in New York, and it was always a big deal. And of course, we were trying so hard to be exactly correct and place our beats in the right place and make sure we were showing our gestures. And the thing that he told us was like, wait, what are you thinking about? We were studying the opera Carmen at that moment. What are you thinking about? All you're concerned about is how you're beating beats. You should be concerned with where you are. And we all like said, what? And he said, you're in the middle of a bullring in Seville, and it's 110 degrees, and you can smell the blood of the bull in the bullring. You can hear the people screaming at you. That's where you are. He said it's all about the emotion and the drama of what the composer is writing. It's not about being careful about how you conduct. And he was so right.
Folletta was recently named one of the 50 great conductors by Gramophone magazine. And now she has a new title, principal guest conductor and artistic advisor for the Omaha Symphony. Tomorrow we'll talk with her about what that means and what to expect in this weekend's opening concert. For KVNO Arts Today, I'm Colleen Cook.